much as any woman, but I'm drawing the line. A little sensitivity always seems to get to me every time. I'm a sucker for a lovesick fool, the kind that carries all your books in school. I'm getting tired of these one-night stands, but if you're looking for a real romance, I'm that kind of girl. I'm that kind of girl. I ain't the woman in red, I ain't the girl next door, but it's somewhere in the middle's what you're looking for. I'm that kind of girl. Yeah, I'm that kind of girl.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris today campaigns in Pittsburgh.
Today, Harris will outline her economic policies, pushing what she calls an opportunity economy, offering financial assistance to homebuyers and expanding the child tax credit. One new analysis shows just how tight this race could be in the Electoral College, predicting this could be the closest presidential election since 1876.
ABC's Perry Russum. In Savannah, Georgia, Tuesday, former President Trump pledged to stop U.S. businesses from shipping jobs overseas and to take other countries' jobs, relying heavily on sweeping tariffs. In Springfield, Ohio, a nonprofit organization representing the Haitian community filed a criminal complaint against Trump and J.D. Vance over debunked claims about migrants. Now 65-mile-an-hour Tropical Storm Helene is about to break out into the Gulf of Mexico and then strengthen into a hurricane, landfall tomorrow night somewhere in Florida's Big Bend region.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. October milk down 46 to 23.33, November down 47 to 22.65, December down 41 to 21.37, January down 31 to 2031. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 4.5 to 250, 4.5, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 219, no trades on the day, cash butter down 4 to 290, one trade on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 137 and 3 quarters, 7 trades on the day, dry whey up a quarter to 59, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher yesterday. Midday box beef prices were higher. That helped the trade to continue to move both live and feeder cattle markets higher and continue to stay above the 100-day moving average. Cash market isn't expected to develop until Thursday or Friday. Hog markets mostly higher. Midday pork cutout values were higher, but demand will be a key to keep the market moving forward. Also, USDA has the quarterly hogs and pigs report on Thursday. December live cattle up 57 cents to 184.40. October feeder cattle up $1.32 to 245.80. And December hogs up 10 cents to 74.97. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets lower on continued harvest pressure with the warm and dry weather returning. Soybeans mostly higher. The drought conditions in Brazil delaying the soybean planting there is helping to support U.S. bean prices. While wheat markets moving mostly lower as the positive weather continues to help the early planting of winter wheat move forward. December corn down 1.75 to 4.11¾. November beans up 3 to 10.42¼. December wheat down 4.5 to 5.78. Minneapolis wheat December down 7.25 to 6.11¾. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn $3.42, cash and new crop beans $9.57. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.61½, October $3.61½, and new crop $3.61½. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and October corn at $3.71. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn $3.56, cash beans $9.67. New crop, $9.75. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash and new crop corn, $3.62. Cash and new crop beans at $9.62. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.68. New crop, $3.67. Cash beans, $9.77. New crop, $9.77. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.51. New crop, $3.59. Cash beans and new crop beans at $9.79. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 92 to 136, bulls 140 to 171, calves 750 to 920, and beef steers at 110 to 325, Holstein steers 180 to 410. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 110 and down. Goat markets, does 130 and down, bucks 135 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 179 to 188, finished beef heifers 179 to 187, finished dairy steers 170 to 176, market cows 100 to 124, market bulls 140 to 167. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next few days. Today, sunny. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. We're going to stay partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s right on through the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair. Mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world.
Thank you.
some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck. I said, this is the queen of my double white trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck. Oh, she's a queen.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud you do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer.
to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Aaron Tippin, Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s this morning. Do have some areas of fog as well, so please drive with extra caution. Looks like we're going to have another beautiful day today. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Next hour, Sabrina Halverson will be in, as she was in New York recently at an event. Had a chance to talk with some folks from Organic Valley. And we're going to find out more about what they were doing and what was going on in New York with Organic Valley. That's coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Low water levels on the Mississippi are providing challenges for transport. We'll explain coming up. Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Water levels are down on the Mississippi River and its tributaries for the third year in a row, affecting transportation of agriculture goods set for export. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says the impact is felt in two ways.
All indications are that we're going to have a significant harvest when it comes to soybeans and for corn. We're going to have a sizable amount of soybeans and corn and other grains that are going to be demanding a transportation system that can accommodate their journey from the farm to its ultimate customer, and a lot of that is overseas.
Steenhook says the situation is exacerbated when you consider the amount of grain expected to be shipped this harvest season.
Number one is the ability to put a lot of tonnage in individual barges. And then number two, the ability to attach multiple barges all together to form one single unit, and then you have the towboat pushing it from the back. And when you have low water conditions, it has an impact on channel depth and on channel width. And so you no longer can put as much tonnage per barge because you're concerned about scraping the bottom, even having a grounding. And then when you have less water, the shipping channel becomes more narrow. So you don't have the luxury of attaching all these barges together to form one single unit.
55% of U.S. soybeans are exported via the lower Mississippi region. These elements are combining to put upward pressure on the supply and demand dynamics. Thus, Steenhoek is watching freight rates increase.
Anywhere from 6 to 8% higher than this time last year. And again, last year was an unfavorable year. But it's higher than this time last year. And then you're looking at, you know, compared to the three-year average, anywhere from 40% higher, 60% higher than that three-year average.
Steenhoek points out that the transportation costs are a main ingredient in the secret sauce that gives U.S. soy a competitive advantage over, say, Brazil.
We're able to do it more efficiently than they are because one of the reasons being is we've got this very efficient maritime highway called the Mississippi River that can efficiently move product long distances to our export regions like the Mississippi Gulf. Well, when all of a sudden that efficiency is diminished due to low water levels, then all of a sudden that overall competitive advantage erodes as well.
He adds, farmers have few, if any, cost-efficient options. Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next few days. Today, sunny. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. We're going to stay partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s right on through the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Deanna Carter and Strawberry Wine here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s this morning. Another beautiful day in store with temperatures upper 70s. We'll have details here coming up next hour with our ag weather forecast. Next month, October, National Pork Month. Wisconsin Pork Producers Council, they will be celebrating as well. National Pork is a celebration of pork, from the farmers who care for the pigs to the families who enjoy pork at their tables. Of course, pork is good for you, but it also nourishes your spirit. I kind of agree with that, you know, early in the morning having a little bacon, you bet. As you fuel your body, take comfort in knowing that pig farmers in Wisconsin are pursuing better technology and methods to improve food safety and quality while reducing the environmental impacts. And again, National Pork Month coming up next month with the Wisconsin Pork Producers Council. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Solutions, OE-grade filters engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. Right now, Brazil is facing its worst drought in 70 years, and the impact is rippling through the ag sector. Coffee prices are climbing and concerns are rising about planting delays for the next soybean crop. I'll have the details after this. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The drought in Brazil is having devastating consequences across the board. Fires have been raging across vast stretches of the Amazon, with over 95,000 hotspots recorded in the region. This drought-fueled fire season is one of the most severe on record, burning over 2.4 million hectares. That's roughly 6 million acres of forests, fields, and pastures between June and August. The smoke from these fires has blanketed major cities like Sao Paulo, and the environmental impact is staggering. But beyond the environmental damage, Brazil's ag sector is also in crisis. Soybeans are particularly vulnerable. The drought has already delayed planting for the upcoming harvest, and if rain doesn't come soon, there could be significant delays or even reductions in next year's soybean crop. According to reports from the Center for Advanced Studies on Applied Economics, Brazil's soybean production could drop by nearly 5% due to the drought, and if the situation worsens into October, harvest issues for 2025 could be on the horizon.
Coffee growers are feeling the strain. In some of the major coffee-producing regions across Brazil, plants are wilting under the dry conditions. They are the world's largest coffee producer, and the drought is not only cutting yields, but it's threatening the quality of the beans. Farmers in Sao Paulo State are already reporting lower harvests, and the outlook for the next growing season is bleak as well. Another key crop in Brazil is sugarcane, and fires and drought have ravaged more than 500,000 acres of sugarcane plantations in Sao Paulo's main sugar-producing regions alone. The sugar yield from these crops is expected to drop by as much as 50%, which could further drive up global sugar prices. For U.S. farmers, the most immediate concern is the soybean market. With Brazil's dominance in soybean production, any major disruptions could shift global supply and demand. While it's still early in the planting window for much of Brazil, major soy importing nations will be watching the situation closely, and market analysts will be keeping an eye out for additional soy sales from the United States, an indication that end users are growing concerned about Brazil as well. I'll be back with more after this.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Yes, Brazil's drought is having a big impact already on both coffee and sugarcane harvests, with the price of both commodities expected to move higher as yields continue to decline. With the first crop planting season about to get underway, a continued lack of rainfall could lead to fewer soybean acres, a potentially bullish market narrative that we'll be watching in the weeks to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy is a serious heart condition. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. My HCM impacted how I felt and what I could do. So I asked my cardiologist about treatment advances that gave me new options. That conversation was big for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit HCMRealTalk.com to learn more.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look at my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue eye blonde with shoes on wrong cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Let the game. 1073 FM WRDN.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn, 'cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Farmers, producers, and landowners are encouraged to plan ahead and sign up early for the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service's Voluntary Conservation Programs. Nathan Fickert, NRCS Wisconsin State Conservationist, announced that farmers and landowners interested in the Environmental Quality Incentives Program or Regional Conservation Partnership Program will need to apply by November 1st for funding in fiscal year 2025. For more information on either of those programs, just visit your local NRCS office. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin farmers to attend a series of soil testing and soil health workshops this fall across the state. During the workshops, staff from the University Extension and Natural Resources Conservation Service will present on soil biology and cover crops, how to take soil samples, how to determine what soil amendments to add to a field based on a soil report, and how to apply for the EQIP funding. Now, this is open to all producers. The workshops are designed for growers who manage small to mid-size diversified farm operations with a particular focus on supporting beginning and or underserved farmers. Now, there will be an event in Madison on September 30th at the Farley Center in Verona from 4 to 6:30 p.m. and October 1st in La Crosse at the Hmong Cultural and Community Center from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Now, for more information, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. A group representing agricultural employers has filed a lawsuit to overturn a Biden administration rule granting protections for temporary farm workers who try to form unions. The National Council of Agricultural Employers, which is leading the suit, argues Congress never explicitly granted H-2A visa workers protection when writing labor laws governing union organizing in 1935. The Department of Labor rule, which took effect in April, prohibits employers from retaliating against unionization efforts and clarifies what's considered for-cause termination. However, a federal judge in Georgia overturned the rule in 17 states following a lawsuit from Republican lawmakers. For the 13th straight month, the rural Main Street Index sank below growth neutral. That, according to the September survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture or energy. The region's reading in September sank from 40.9 in August to 37.5. It's the lowest level since COVID began in spring of 2020. The index ranges from 0 to 100, with 50 representing growth neutral. Weak agricultural commodity prices, sinking agricultural equipment sales, and elevated input costs all pushed the index below growth neutral for the 13th straight month. Egg prices could be on the rise again. U.S. egg production totaled $9.08 billion in August 2024, down 3% from last year. Production included 7.77 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.21 billion were broiler type and 95.8 million were egg type. The average number of layers in August totaled 370 million, down 3% from last year nationally. August production per 100 layers was 2,451. That was only up slightly from August of 2023. Now, the 372 million layers consisted of 307 million producing table or market type eggs, 61.6 million layers producing broiler type hatching eggs, and 3.66 million layers producing egg type hatching eggs. The rate of laying per day on September 1st averaged 79.3 eggs per 100 layers. Now, egg type chicks hatched in August, that totaled 57.4 million. That was up 9% from August of 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next few days. Today, sunny. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northwesterly breeze. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. We're going to stay partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s right on through the weekend. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-963-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's that feeling that someone is standing behind me,
And I turn around and there's no one there. And it's the sensation that someone just whispered, yeah, I still hear your voice, but you're not really here. Your memory is like a ghost, and my heart is its host. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. All by myself in a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. 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 You said you'd love me forever. Then you said it's over. And left me without the missing link. I thought I'd forget you, but I guess I forgot to. And lately I've been too confused to think. When I reach for someone new, it's like I'm touching you. I can still feel you just as close as skin every now and then. In a crowded room on my empty bed. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still. There's a place you've touched with your love no one gets close to. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you. I can still feel you.
If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, we walk even closer until the trip was over. And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl,